This is WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Skybar. This band's called Muck and the Myers.
We want you to come. We want you to hear.
Break It All by Muck and the Myers. All right, this show is all about Watts. I've said often, I've been going to see great local rock and roll bands since the 80s. And around 2007 or so, I think it was, Watts put out One Below the All-Time Low. And I've been pretty locked into that band ever since. They're another fantastic live outfit. They continue to put out top-notch rock and roll music. And they have a new release out called Shady Rock and Rollers that's out on Rum Bar Records. And I want to thank Dan because we did a Zoom call. Dan Kopko of Watts, we did a Zoom call that he pretty much pulled off. I have no clue how to do that kind of stuff, but we did it. And he got me the audio, and I managed to get the audio onto the show here. So you're going to hear like a brief little 12, 13 minute interview about Shady Rock and Rollers, their new release on Rum Bar Records. Couple things I want to point out before I play this. During the interview, we mentioned a fundraiser, and I didn't clearly state when the date of that is, but it's a virtual fundraiser. Smitty's running this thing. It's to support Boston area local music venues, and it's going to be on May 27th at 8 p.m. It'll be on YouTube. There are 40, I think 40 something odd bands going to be having videos in this thing. So it's a, definitely check it out. Later on in the month, I'll probably do a special show revolving around that. But right now, without further ado, Dan Kopko from Watts. Later on, we're going to play the entire, after this interview, going to play the entire Shady Rock and Rollers release CD. So Dan was fantastic on this. Here's the interview. What's up, Dan?
Skybar, how are you, man? Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for doing this because I haven't been, I haven't had anyone live, obviously, in the station in well over a year. Whoever had them.
I'm glad to be here virtually live with you.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, Watts, is this your fifth full length you get out now?
This is the fifth full length, yeah, plus an EP a while back. Yep. So, we've been a productive band. Now, before Watts, I think I had like one band, I had no bands that ever did more than one album. So, having five is pretty remarkable.
Marathonish. So, this is crazy.
In my middle age, I'm sort of doubling down on musical activity. You know,
yeah. And my first and foremost, I think, obviously, during these pandemic times, it must have been hard to pull this off.
Not really. I mean, we started this before the pandemic, so we had a lot of it recorded before, but I've always recorded remotely anyway because I got a home studio, and so we recorded all the previous albums here anyway, and I never had more than one guy here at a time. So, you know, I was probably better prepared for most people than, you know, would be to deal with a pandemic. I don't have to go down to Q Division or, you know, Woolly Mammoth or anything. I just do stuff right here. And so, you know, with the files we already recorded and with, you know, trading some files remotely, it's been a breeze. And I've been more productive.
Kind of the norm. This is kind of the norm for you, I guess, in a sense.
Yeah,
right?
it's pretty great. It works well, you know, with busy schedules and, you know, other demands, it works well. So I can work on, you know, off hours and stuff and make rock and roll.
And you get a bunch of guys in this band that can all sing. So that's going to be kind of cool that they can all, you can write a song for it. I mean, John Blout did not do lead in this, but he's always in the past. He's had some lead vocals.
Well, they always do. Yeah. I mean, I love, you know, the Beatles and Kiss and, you know, all those bands who had sort of four big
Lynch.
Personalities.
This is a nod to Lynch with Kiss. All right. We get that.
Yeah. Well, you know it, but you know, the great thing about it is it adds a lot of variety, right? So whether it's the recordings or whether it's live, you know, to mix it up and have different guys be the focal point and those guys are just like so full of energy and everything anyway. So it's great. You know, four great singers, four great performers. You know, it makes for a good, good live show.
Phone going off. So that's
the thing that. The joys of Zoom meetings.
Yes. And you were saying live, I imagine it gives you a break too now and then you can trade off to the Tim or John.
The problem is I end up usually doing the high harmonies on the songs I don't sing. So I think it burns my voice out quicker, but it's fun just like be a side guy with the guitar once in a while. I enjoy that too.
Do you write particular songs with guys in mind?
Yeah, sometime, you know, if I got a real sort of rock and roll-y, sleazy kind of song, I'll give that one to Lynch or something. You know, I typically will write him something that fits, you know, his sort of persona, you know. Yeah. And then actually this record, you know, Breaking Glass, which has done pretty well, was a single a while back. Tim McCoy wrote all the lyrics for that. You know, so he writes, he's a great writer and a front man in his own right. So, yeah. It's great having him, and then he can just contribute lyrics, you know, melody lines and stuff, and it's fantastic. But yeah, there's usually songs that fit a persona, you know, and that's how we, sometimes Blount will come with a song and just know it's going to be for him to sing. You know, we did that a while back with Flash of White Light. Yeah, he came, he had that chorus, and it was like, boom, that's yours, man.
Yeah, Flash of White Light's one of my favorite Watts tunes.
Great one. Yeah. It's a great John Blout, you know, one of his classic, you know, he's just the riffmeister, all this stuff, you know, he's the sort of real engine that keeps Watts going because with those riffs, man, he fuels up the albums.
So that kind of leads to my next question about lyrics and songwriting. Is it a group effort? Do you do most of the lyrics, instrumentation?
It usually starts, I mean, I would say it's a combination. The music usually originates with me and Blout. Blout will have a bunch of riffs, and he'll give me, you know, send me 20 or 30 files and just have me dig through stuff. And then we'll start working up ideas from that. And then I'll usually contribute four or five of my own, whatever. And then, you know, you keep working them and working them until you whittle them down to, you know, workable 10 or 12 songs for a record, you know? And lyrically, you know, I work on a lot of lyrics myself, but McCoy will write some stuff. And John Blount will come up with some choruses and things like that. So it's a group effort. But yeah, I carry a fair share of the water.
Yeah, I think so. And did I hear some horns in this?
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing about that is, right, so my son played the horns, and he played those horns on 17 when he was 15 years old. When my son was little, I wanted him so badly to be in the rock and roll, you know, so I bought him a little Ludwig drum kit and I tried to teach him guitar and none of it stuck. Middle school, he started to play trombone. And so fast forward a few years later, now he's a classically trained trombonist, plays in a youth orchestra. Wow. Fantastic. First trombone. He's just blows me away in terms of his talent and his ability to read and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So now whenever I need horns on something else, I'm like, Alex, can you spare me like an hour to come in here and you know, he's just so talented, he can just blast that stuff out. So he actually played five-part horns on that. We scored it out in, like, the course of an hour or whatever. He played all the stuff, baritone horn, trumpet, you know, trombone. And then, you know, the thing is with him though, that then I took it and ran it all through like a fuzz box to get like this really, you know, he's like, what are you doing, Dad? You know, you're
doing it. Doing it.
Yeah. But it's like, and you know, that whole song, that song had the Stones Rocks Off kind of vibe anyway. So it really needed those horns to sort of take it over the top. But Alex did that. And it was fantastic.
He helped out a bit with the Clash. Was he with the Clash City? Did he jump?
Yeah, we did the Clash tribute. So Tim and I did the Clash tribute. And then, we had a 3-part horn section and my son played with that as well, which is great on all those tunes like Rudy Can't Fail and Jimmy Jazz and all that stuff, to have all the horns come in. Just fantastic. And pretty cool to share a stage. We were at Once Ballroom playing with my kid, you know, which is a real trip, you know.
Yeah. Real trip. Full circle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. it's kind of scary. You know? When you're old enough to play with your kid, you know, it's like, yeah, how much more rock and roll do I have in the old tank here?
You got a couple of videos on this record. You did Queen's video. You did, Fast and Loud and Fast. You have, is that out yet? That's not out yet. Is it the video?
Well, we're going to be debuting that. That's the, I'm going to miss the date now. Smitty's Atomic Fez Fest fundraiser for a bunch of Boston clubs, which is fantastic. So I think that's the name of it, right? Fez Fest? Yeah.
He asked me to be involved in that thing. And I said, we introduced, I think, 6 bands a piece. Angel Wood, I don't know who else is in there, Kramer maybe. And so I saw the, there's like 40 bands involved in this thing. And I saw the.
Yeah, list. It's a great lineup, huh? It's
yeah. Cool. And I said, listen, Smitty, you know, I'm just going to throw, can I do Watts and Carissa Johnson? After that, nice. You do what you want. But I kind of know those guys and her pretty well. She's like, Carissa's been on my show like 7 times.
Carissa's fantastic. And I heard a sneak peek of Carissa's new stuff when we were at Mad Oak recording some stuff for my other band. And it's fantastic. Really great stuff.
She's a talented kid. She mixed, and she'll do like, she's made like just full out rock albums. And she, like her last thing was an acoustic, just her playing the guitar, acoustic version. So,
and the new stuff is quite a departure from that. And I won't give anything else away because I don't think I was supposed to have heard it yet, but it's really good.
Yeah, that's true. So she mixes it up, which is good.
Yeah.
But the, that'll debut at that thing, the 20.
Yeah, we recorded both those videos with Harry McCoy, and that was before the pandemic. We went up for a day and we shot the Queens video with a bunch of friends in the Dover Brick House. And just had a blast, you know, singing over and over and people sort of dressing in drag and stuff. Just a really fun night. And then we all took off in a car out at nighttime that we borrowed off of one of Tim McCoy's buddies. And we sort of shot out on the road. And this one sort of has a Reservoir Dogs kind of vibe to it. And so looking forward to seeing what people think of that. It's a really dark rocking tune and it's a dark video to match. But Harry McCoy is... The video meister, man, he's fantastic.
Are those his concepts for the videos?
He hears the songs and he comes up with something and you just sort of let him run with it because like it's his creative thing and he's brilliant. You know, I've worked with him a number of times and Watts has worked with him a bunch of times and some other bands I've been in have worked with him. He's just brilliant.
So you did both those videos the same day or the same weekend?
Same day. It was a busy day.
Bang, bang.
Busy day for video shots. But, you know, I mean, it kind of works out well because with the pandemic, there's, you know, with no live shows, the only way you have to sort of get your stuff out there and have a persona is through videos, you know. So we're fortunate to have that. And you know, I'm looking forward to debuting that at the show in a couple of weeks.
Virtual fundraiser, yeah. So do you, you also have the Shanghai Lows. When you're writing songs, do you write for a specific band or do you write the song first and see where it fits? Or do you say to yourself, I need a Watts tune, I need a Shanghai Low tune?
No, I mean, they're different things, you know, they're different animals. I mean, Watts is a great rock and roll machine. Right. And so, you know, it's like AC/DC and Cheap Trick and Kiss and all this stuff. And that stuff just speaks for itself. And a lot of it is driven by, like I said, Blout's riffs and that, you know, it's the magic of working together with him that makes that tick. And then I, you know, the older I get, the more songs I sort of have. And I say, well, that doesn't quite fit Watts. I got to do something else with this stuff, you know? And so, you know, I've got a couple other projects in the works and, you know, it's just getting the music out there while you can, you know? And if anything, I think the pandemic's made me realize like, I gotta, you know, when you have the sort of antenna hit you and you get the songs, you know, you catch the songs from the air, you got to get them out there. Cause it's sort of your duty as a songwriter to do that, you know? And, like I said, the older I get, the more I want to just make music and, and, and have a blast with it.
It's almost like a sense of urgency. Like, I want to get this.
I don't know if it's urgency, but it's, I just,
I want to do something with them. You don't want to just, so you find.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point of sitting on them, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? So, and I'm not a spring chicken, so I want to get the music to the masses, you know?
Trying, right? We're trying, aren't we?
We are.
We're going to play a whole, we're going to play the whole CD. Even, I'm not going to say anything about one particular song, but I'm going to play the whole CD. And I can't go on forever with this, but I want to, I don't know if this is a question, it's more of a comment, but like when I was a kid, when I was growing up, rock and roll was king. It was on all the radio stations, it dominated the airwaves. And I mean, as you know, you and I know, there's still a lot of great rock bands locally doing their thing. But like on a national scene, it's kind of weird. It's like rock and roll has gone almost like underground. New rock and roll anyway.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. There's some good bands. I mean, I think there, and there's, I mean, you know, it's hard to sort of keep up. But like you said, I mean, I think the local stuff is great. Rumbar is fantastic acts. The stuff Justine's doing on Red on Red, you know, Chelsea Curve, some of the other bands on there. I think some of that stuff is just great, you know? So I think rock and roll is alive and well. On the national scene, I mean, I still listen to things like Cage the Elephant, you know, and it's a stupid name, but like that band crushes, man. Great songwriting, Mick Jagger like singer, you know. So there's bands out there that are doing great stuff, you know, and kids I think have, you know, other distractions these days, and so probably don't have the attention span we had when we were kids and we'd sit in a room with an album and just like look at the liner notes and just dig that stuff, you know.
Right.
But you know, it's still great. I mean I still love it, so as long as I'm breathing, you know, I'm gonna try to keep rock alive single handedly, you know.
I try to play it as well. And you mentioned liner notes. I love physical products. I love CDs and vinyl. I still love that stuff.
There's something about having something in your hands, right? That's not
like
the same as
weird little stuff like the pictures and the little thank yous, and sometimes the bands will throw lyrics on there and all that crazy stuff.
Kiss used to throw all these like little tattoos and stuff in there. You know, it was great because you felt like you're part of a club or something, you know?
Yeah.
Exclusive cool. club.
So, hey, thanks again for letting me do this and for help keeping rock and roll alive.
Well, thank you, Skybar. I really appreciate you playing the Watts stuff and generally the support you give to the local scene, man. We owe a lot to you and others like you who are still out there and raising the flag for rock and roll.
Yeah, we're just trying to be the middlemen. It's all about the music.
It's all about the music, man.
But thanks again. And right now we're going to let the music play.
All right, thanks, brother. Take care.
All right. Peace. It's all about the music. That's what we said. So now we're going to play Shady Rock and Rollers out on Rumbar Records in its entirety. Enjoy it.
Straight. Oh,
right. That's the front half of the new Watts release, Shady Rock and Roll, is available on Rum Bar Records. Just heard John Lynch lead vocals with "A Night the Lights Went Out." Before that, "Loud and Fast." Again, that is going to be a video premiere on May 27th at the virtual fundraiser. Shady, the next song, "Breaking Glass," with Tim McCoy doing the vocals on that. And we started it with Heavy Metal Kids. Going to keep it rolling here with a song called "Queens."
Stop. Life. Think I had it coming, and I saw it. news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online. For like a year, she couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
How great is that? All Done With Rock and Roll, off the new Shady Rock and Rollers CD, available on Rumbar Records. Before that, you heard Shocking Pink, When the Party Ends, 17, and Queens. The whole album, the whole CD, right here, Rising with Sky Bar. I got time for a couple more. I'm going to play one now by the Chelsea Curve.
Anything you dream about, anything you
All right, that's got a little kick to it, right? The Dents with Last One Standing. Before that, Chelsea Curve on Red Records. The song was called All in Time. We gotta get out of here. You've been listening to Rising with Skybar, WMFO in Medford. Thanks again for listening. This is one by Carissa Johnson, who has music coming up in a couple months.
Here we are.
That was Cardinal by Carissa Johnson. Once again, I want to thank the boys of Watts. And I want to thank Lou at Rumbaugh Records for allowing me to do this. And we'll see you next week. Once again, thanks for listening. WMFO in Medford.